told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. It is a liar. It will break your breath, stop you in your stead.
I didn't like that pause anyway.
Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were troubled, you'll never be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear into the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear into the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. 'Cause fear, he is a liar.
We made it. Wow. Guess we haven't done that song in a while, have we? This is all good.
God is good.
God is good and God is able. It was all good. All right, who else is rolling in here? Noah shared a prayer request. Let's see what he's got here. Okay, so Pastor Chris's mom is in the hospital. If I remember right, she had a heart rhythm thing. Let me double check. All right, got it. Got it, Noah. Absolutely, we're lifting that up. I got another one early on a Facebook message to be lifting up. We'll be lifting it up here in just a moment. How did we decide we're doing this? Oh, I already got the intro up there, don't we? Go for it, Brandon.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. great, how awesome is he, and together we see. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. We stand and lift up our hands. The whole joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down, worship him now. How great, how awesome is he. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Glory, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem. Together we see, everyone see. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory.
Song, isn't it? It's fun to see you, like, fun to see you ladies getting your groove on up here. That's an awesome thing. See, the people on Facebook, they're missing what we're seeing, but if I it's quite all right. Well, you know, if I ever get a techie sound person kind of in here, I've got other views. I've got a view from up there. We got other camera views we can use, and maybe I'll even set up more if I ever get a person that can come in here and do that. But hey, so there you go. There's my plea on Facebook, right? If you want to do that, come on down to the Ross Community.
You're the next contestant on this church needs a hand.
All right, what did Noah say here? All right, Noah's getting his groove on, too. All right, we decided we're doing this cover, yes?
Forever.
Absolutely, we're doing it cover. Okay, so have you been picking up on the breathe stuff so far? All right, you got it? Did you get it from the first two? And now what's interesting with this one is, where do you think, it's not on the screen up there for them.
No, it's not.
The group that made this song Multiplied, the group name is Need to Breathe. That was my tie-in for this one, sorry.
Your love is like radiant diamonds still inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely confine us like blazing wildfire. Singing your name, God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky.
these hallelujahs be multiplied. Your love is like radiant diamond bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely confide us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the skies, and these hallelujahs be multiplied. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to may this offering stretch across the sky. These hallelujahs be multiplied. These hallelujahs be multiplied.
Yeah, that was an adder. Actually, I should write that in there. That was a good adder. That was a good adder indeed. Good adder indeed. Okay. So, think. Oh, look. There's the word again. Or in this case, it's. Well, breathe. Breath. The R breath. Breathe. Breath is no E, right? Teacher, help me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
Do the repeat. I pray on this one. Lord, I just thank you by your amazing grace and by your love and by your joy. Daddy, there's so many things that we don't understand in this world. There are times when the enemy tries to get in there and create walls that shouldn't be there, barriers between people because of just of misunderstandings, of apathy, of just go down the list, right? But bless God, you are our peace. You are our joy. And you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. Absolutely nothing is impossible for you. So we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy and for your love and your freedom. In the name of Jesus.
Before you, and I'm lost without you. cross before you. And I'm lost without you.
I knew that note would be around there somewhere. Thank you, Karen. Thanks for beautiful ways to finish all that up. So the opening hymn, take a guess. You already saw it. Gee, what a coincidence. Well, it's fast. It's four. It's four. Actually, I can, although I would have preferred a little better contrast, but I can read it. Maybe from your angle. Well, good thing you don't have to read it. Who else has come in here? Anyone else come in here?
I can read it on this one. I have a hard time with that one.
Well, you're right next to that one.
I know.
So, yeah, you can. Let me know why I'm going to make those laugh or something. Ready, Greg?
Got it. Ran a prayer request here. Mary, we got that. Plus God, he is good and he is able. Go ahead, Karen.
Yep.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee a mile I will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity.
Amen. The big drum finish. The big drum finish. Okay, so we got to practice through this next one because it's because we got to. What did we decide? Practice doesn't make perfect.
Practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Because if you practice it wrong, how is it ever going to be perfect?
Ta-da-ba. Well, Mr. Rogers will be back here on Sunday, I'm told. And therefore, I checked with Mr. Rogers and said, hey, would you like... he said, well, if you could play the song, that'd be kind of fun. So it'd probably be different, a little different on Sunday. But for now, she remembers. We got most of it. Da, 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 da. Oh, don't make it go. You got to...
That's all, folks. We're done with it. You like the song?
You like the walk? Well, but if you're walking in, don't walk in too fast, or I won't be able to get the words in. So. Okay, that's cool. That's our intro. Here we go. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I kind of like that little bumpity bump a little bit. And that was kind of
bump,
fun.
The bumpity bump. Bump.
Well, that's kind of what it was, wasn't it?
Technical music term, Greg. Very techie
music term. So it's probably no surprise to you that our special, the title of the song is... Breathe.
We're so creative.
Breathe. I kind of enjoy some of these challenges, trying to find these different... See, so what I'm doing is I'm searching for these words amongst all the songs that we've done, and it's like... Anyway. It is what it is. But, see, Brandon, I think we had the guitar kind of do the... set it for it, didn't we? Nope, no capos. Alarm clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. It's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind, it's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can. Trying to push a little harder, try to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time, it's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go, it's another wild day. The stress is on the rise, and my heart up here, you say,
just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet, and be, just be. Chaos comes, but all you really need is to just breathe.
Third cup of joe, got to get me through the day. Wanna make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more to this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to see that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart in my heart, I hear you say,
just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet, and be, just be. Chaos comes, but all you really need
is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God that overcomes. Just breathe, breathe, just breathe. Let your weary spirit rest, lay down what's good and find what's best. Just breathe.
Just breathe, come and rest at my feet, and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe,
just breathe. Hang on the F. That's what we do. Yay! It's pretty.
I still like that sort of inner
Pretty song. Pretty song indeed. Who else has rolled in here? Okay. So, offering. We got some, an oldie but a goodie. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love, bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will ride on eagle's wing.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide in me your love, bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more.
Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will. Wings, come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Karen. She's doing it. Do it for real.
She went ahead and just said, nope, we're getting past that. She's
supposed to do this one. She didn't hear me. The Spirit today is the air that we breathe. Our spirits rejoice in this living inflow. Just as our body the breath does receive, see also in spirit to live is to sow. The Spirit today is the air that we breathe. What thing more important than breathing to do? For breathing each moment through life we receive, and God's living freshness is constant and new. For God has processed and is free. I'll get it. It's life giving pneuma is all that we need. He's rich and abundant, so plentiful he. In spirit to walk is to breathe him indeed.
Oh, say, aren't you glad the Spirit's outpoured and God fully processed is flowing in us? So freely we breathing this life-giving Lord and breathing receiving His life glorious.
We can dramatic pause. We'll figure that one out. Ho, post service. Poster. Okay, so last week we had a Robert Plant song called 29 Palms. Then I ended up rewriting as Psalm 29. And Scott requested, another Robert Plant song. He's in a rut. He's in a rut. It's a good rut. Good rut to be in. This also by Robert Plant. And again, for those who might be thinking, Robert Plant, I know that name. Famous from?
Oh, sorry. Hi, Led Zeppelin.
Thank you.
I was napping on the job.
He was. You know, you were getting ready for the song.
You know what the great thing about being up here is? When I'm napping on the job, you can't dock pay.
You got damn right. Yeah.
I ain't got none.
You get what you pay for here, folks. Come on now.
Was he a gardener?
Excellent question.
Was Robert Plant a gardener?
Well, let's look that one up. Let's Wikipedia that one, shall we?
Watch Robert Plant while Roger Waters.
Say it into the mic.
for those who know their 60s and 70s rock and roll, it's watch Robert Plant while Roger Waters. He didn't even want to give me that.
Did you hear
the frustration? And just...
All right. Let's believe.
Let me get in the zone here. And by that I mean remember what I'm going to do.
Well, actually, you're doing great until I jump back in. So I should let you go.
No, it's.
Oh, tears at the water's edge. Tears. I'll jump in.
You might have to help me start it.
I'll get you started with it, and then I'll back out of it. All right.
I think I've officially heard it 4 times now over the course of a month.
It's all fun.
Oh, yeah, capo.
Somewhere. There's a capo somewhere, unless you're actually playing the real chords. But I don't think you are.
I was,
because
it doesn't
hit. He was.
There is laughter instead. Cheers for the teacher, for the eyes, for the soul.
The soul, Master Spirit has finally come home. Like a wind, you are free. Just a whisper, I hear you say,
come to me. Oh, I believe, eye to eye. Say, brother. To see your Jesus on high. Neighbor, don't be so cold. This is His glory from the story I'm told.
To see our Jesus on high. Neighbor, don't be so cold. This is His glory from the story I'm told.
healing's yours. Just do as it says. Look to the Father, see His Son on the throne. Like the wind, you are free. Just a whisper, I hear you, so talk to me.
Say, brother, sister, see our Jesus on high. Neighbor, neighbor, don't be so close. This is a story from the story I'm told. I believe, I delight. Say, brother, sister, see our Jesus on high. Neighbor, neighbor, don't be so cold. This is a story from the story I'm told. I believe,
amen.
I think that works. Okay, well, Noah's requesting as usual, but I'm kind of thinking not, unless you guys want to do something. Pleasure. Which one do you want to give them? We'll give them one of the two.
Sorry, Karen.
The Believe. All right, Noah. Noah's has some requests, but no, we'll do one of the two here for you tonight, Noah. Which one do we decide? I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Karen got confident for a second. He's like, oh, that's the easy one. No, it's not.
Surprise! 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 as Brandon suddenly decides, whoa, wrong buttons, wrong settings. And survey says, uh-oh, he's trying to find the... The monkey sound. The I'm a Believer song. That sounds like it. Oh, man.
I'm going to get it today because I don't want to take the time to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Got all close right. Enough sound, right?
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. But then I found His grace. Well, I'm a believer. Not a trace. Down in my mind. I've been saved. Well, I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. I thought love was mine just for the taking. Seemed the more I took, the less I got. Oh, not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chain. Now the more I give, the more I gain. But since I found His grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace. Doubt in my mind, I've been changed. Oh, I'm a believer, Jesus is walking by my side. Oh, not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chain. Since I found His grace, I'm a believer, not a trace, a doubt in my JJ. I'm a believer, Jesus is walking by my side. Soon I'll see his face, 'cause I'm a believer. Not a trace, a doubt in my mind, 'cause I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Fun stuff. Had to add our little chorus there to have some double fun. Double your pleasure, double your fun. What commercial was that one? Wrigley's, good. She remembers Wrigley's. Whoa, very good. What was the other one I was doing before? Tap the deck and it comes to the top. You guys remember that TV commercial? Tap the deck, deck of cards. Tap the deck and it comes to the top. Do you remember those? Or that? Those are the TV commercials when they try to sell you those little pack of magic tricks. For cards, they're saying, look how easy this is. Really showing the era. Showing the era indeed. All right. Bedtime for Karen. Karen says bedtime. I get that. I totally get that. Going with it. Going with it indeed. All right, let me switch over microphones here. See where we are. I need to grab a few things. Okay. All right, can you hear me? Yes, you can hear me now. That's a good thing. Thanks, Karen. Ah, looks like I forgot a ladder, a chair.
Just like that, walking in hot.
Yes.
Indeed.
You used a line, huh?
I guess we did. All right, well, we got all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. You ladies have another awesome and amazing week, I hope.
It was different.
A different week, you say. Here, let's just...
There we go. Now we got Rod on this mic. How so? How were things different this week?
It was busy.
Just, you mean busy like life busy?
Yes.
Life busy, good.
And just emotional.
And emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional and probably, I presume, not a very pleasant way all the time.
Right.
The roller coaster. The roller coaster of emotions, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I totally get what you're talking about there.
Along with fear, he is a liar.
Along with fear, he is a liar. That's right. That's right. And it was... Actually, let me switch back over here.
Switch back over to this other mic so they can hear me more clearly on Facebook. Normally I use a reading plan on YouVersion on Bible.com. And so typically what I'll do with that is I'll just listen to whatever they got for the day, right, the 20 minutes, whatever. But I finished up a reading plan probably a month ago or so, and I just decided that when I'm driving home, I'm just going to just hit whatever. I'm just letting it just go through sequentially. Because a lot of times reading plans, it'll do, especially if you're doing like the Robert Roberts reading plan, it'll do some Old Testament, some Psalms, and things like that. And then it'll come around and pick up different things with the New Testament to carry through. The Robert Roberts plan is really neat because whenever possible, it always takes you to New Testament scripture that will essentially fulfill what you just read from the Old. Like, for example, Isaiah 53:5, talks about by the stripes, by the beating of Jesus, you're healed. Then it'll take you over to 2 Peter 2:24. It'll put you in those chapters to read that through, which is pretty slick. But I read one, I was reading one today, listening one today, and it was, it kind of caught my attention. So I thought, I'm going to open this one up. And it was, fortunately, it was kind of as I was getting closer to here, so I didn't have to remember it too. Didn't have to remember too far. Also, had another prayer request come in here from our friend Kelsey. All right, they're still waiting to hear on the job. Her husband Patrick was interviewing, and that here in Ohio, of all places. prayer, health prayers for her son, Jonah. Jonah has been dealing with some chronic, I don't like to see that word, especially with a child, chronic tummy issues, pains, I presume. And praying it has nothing to do with a tumor coming back or something. That's right, I forgot he had a tumor removed a while back. And then obviously Kelsey with the Lyme, as you well know, that she's been arm wrestling with, and anxiety, yes, fear, anxiety. Absolutely, Kelsey. So anyone else has any prayer requests as we're going along here, make sure you type them on in. We will be lifting you corporately here for sure. Absolutely. So as you well know, a lot of times I was like to open the Bible and go, but like I said, God was kind of leading me toward this. And initially I was kind of drawn actually to one piece of it in particular. And I'll just see where God is leading me to. Let's just actually just start right at the beginning of this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And this is talking about Paul. God bless you, Bruce. This is talking about Paul and the false apostles. So the false apostles. Not the true apostles, Paul and the false apostles. So again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, he said, I hope you will put up with a little bit of my foolishness, but you are already doing that. This letter is very interesting. It's a little tongue-in-cheek the way he writes this to them, okay? He says, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. So here Paul is writing this letter in Corinthians, and he's concerned for him. He's concerned that they don't have that zeal that they had, you know, when they were born again, when they first accepted Christ. He said, for if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preach, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. So he's getting in there. He's saying, look, guys, you just can't be taking as truth everything that's coming through here. I mean, there is one truth. But I do not think that I am in the least inferior to those super, in quotes, super apostles. He said, I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. And we made this perfectly clear to you in every way. So believe it or not, that was six verses. That was verses 1-6. Verse 7. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? He says, I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so I could serve you. Now, isn't that interesting how he's saying it like this? Needless to say, he's pretty annoyed with them, right? By the way he's wording this. I've robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came to Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so. And as surely as the truth of Christ is in me, nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I do not love you? ? He said, God knows that I do love you. He said, and I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. So obviously there was a lot of stuff happening, right? A lot of stuff he was coming into. Sound familiar? For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as the apostles of Christ. That was the title of this one, Paul and the false apostles. Masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. And it is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. So Paul's observed this, right? He's observed this, and he's calling him out on this. He's saying, this ain't right. So, and it's interesting how they title this next section within, this is still 2 Corinthians 11, starting on verse 16. They title this, Paul boasts about his sufferings. So this is a fascinating letter, isn't it? He says, so Paul says, I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. Right? So he's having a grand time here, isn't he? I mean, he's having a grand time with these guys. He said, in this self-confidence boasting, I'm not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. So even though the title of this section is Paul boasts about his suffering, he's pretty much telling you, come on, really? Really? Come on. Verse 18, since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with the fools, since you are so wise. Right? I mean, he's just laying it into these guys. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you and pushes himself forward or slaps you in the face. Okay, I'm going to read that again. That was the verse that caught my attention, all right? He said, in fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or pushes himself forward or slaps you in the face, all right? And when I read that, I thought, boy, isn't that happening right now, right now here in this culture, in this world right now? And then verse 21, he said, to my shame, I admit that we too were weak for that, all right? So he's saying, I was fooled at the beginning, but not after, right? He's saying, no. He said, what anyone else dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast about. He's making it pretty clear, if you're boasting, you're foolish, right? Because it is not of you. So then he goes on, he says, are they Hebrews? So now he's having a real good time with them. He said, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? And then in parentheses it has in here, it says, I am out of my mind to talk like this. and actually there's more that continues off of the chapter. I'm kind of led to stop right there. But that was the thing, like I said, so 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19, you gladly put up with fools since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you and pushes himself forward or slaps you in the face. Ah! 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and that was verse 20, actually. In fact, you put up with anyone who enslaves you, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It does sound familiar, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, precisely. Precisely. But let me get back. I don't know why this decided to go ahead and jump. I hate when that happens. Let's get back to where I was here. Because we want to be, I need to see if any other prayer requests came in. And while I'm looking for that, let's switch over to you ladies. Switch over microphones here.
Here and share and say hello.
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 We are. Okay. So Linda, what's been going on?
Well, I did get a praise last week.
A praise? We like praise.
Last Saturday, when I got to do my fourth day talk.
At the gallery.
The fourth day talk. It was great. I'm really glad you were here, too.
I just wish was more people here. Because if there were more people here who was on that walk.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would say, who remember me didn't talk. And I did. But
it was good. Well, but the neat thing is it's recorded and people can go back and watch it too.
And I know I'm always talking about B&B because that's always on my mind.
Absolutely. B&B is a great place.
Well, Wednesday, they do 2 days a week. They have a proven, they go online where they are, like in the house. And then they do the art with a local. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday, I got to do that with them.
Ah, finally did, huh?
Because I was, and my friend Ruth was on the line. So I got to see my friend Ruth.
And you got to help. Excellent.
Yep. And that made me really happy to do that.
Fantastic.
But my friend Lizzie, and she was a worker at 3V, but she till part of 3V. She don't work there anymore. And she got to be my friend, and her father died this week.
Wow.
Of cancer.
Is it Lizzie?
Lizzie.
Lizzie's father?
Yeah. I don't know what his name is. Or last name.
Dad.
Dad.
Yeah. Amen.
If you want anything, let's see. If you want anything, if we need anything big, Lizzie can make it for us.
Ah, okay.
She's a good artist that way.
Nice. She likes to make it. Does she do sculptures? Or when you say big, like, just big, anything big.
She can make kites. She can make anything you want.
Excellent. That's neat. It's a good friend to have.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nice. Anything else?
That's all.
That's all. That's all for now. It's uh-huh. Okay. It's okay. That's good. Debbie, you gotta tell me what some of the challenges that God's been helping you get through here this week.
Well, we're praying for Leroy's brother, who has COVID, and he's in the hospital. And he has a lot of other things that are wrong. Plus, he is in beginning stages of either dementia or the other one that makes you forget things.
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get the humor. Okay. Serious disease, we understand, but there's humor. English language humor.
But his wife and daughter had to be tested. His wife is very sick, and they're not sure if it's COVID or if it's that she's sick from something else. She's just been sick for a while.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of things to pray about there. And the person who told them all of this was Leroy's sister-in-law. And his brother had passed away quite a few years ago. And she is 88, and she told them that they found quite a bit of cancer and that she's decided not to be operated on. Her name is
Betty.
Yes. And so she's dealing with that. So.
All right.
And of course, we're praying for Tom. And Arita is not here because?
Migraine.
Oh.
Migraine. Arita was, thank you for bringing that to remembrance to write down.
And
did Tom have his surgery or whatever he's going to have?
I have not heard.
Or he was doing something. He was taking radiation, wasn't he?
In Indiana.
That's right.
Well, he went to Indiana Cancer Center.
Okay.
And so we're praying for him for what he's going to decide to do. I haven't heard. And then, of course, Nancy. And sounds like she's doing better.
She's home now, right? She's
yes,
been home.
She's at home. And the ladies Rita's in charge of, we've started this food train.
Good.
And
nice.
And so we give them enough for a few days so the next person doesn't have to go every day.
Okay, so. Nice.
And then Tim and Carol get out there. Situation.
So many.
Yes. And Sonia's having some trials, and pray for her.
Yeah.
And one of the real good things that has come from our busyness in our family is that with the two kids that will be coming this winter, Sandy and I have gotten together on Tuesdays and we made baby blankets, quilts for the babies.
Nice.
And so now we get together every Tuesday and just do whatever. We go out and eat and we spend time together and get to talk. And so that is nice. So I really thank God for that time. Amen. That we can be together. And I look forward to Tuesdays. That's good. We don't get to spend much time together. And Brandon, the young man who moved upstairs
to
the store, and I have been asking him if he needs things and that. And we are, I don't get to see him very often because he works at night. And so he was telling me that things were good. And I told him that I was glad to hear that this move was a positive thing. And I want to share with you his answer. It just blessed my heart to hear him say these things. He said that God is blessing me much day by day. I eat well daily, wear good clothes daily. He's provided me a home. He's blessed me with possessions that I don't need. He keeps my transportation to work operational, helped me excel at my job. Do you remember when he was having problems with his job and he was, and finally someone realized his talent and has helped him?
Excellent.
He's increased my faith greatly and has saved my soul from eternal damnation. Praise God, how great is his faithfulness.
Almost sounds like he's a psalm.
I mean, you know, this is from a young man who has just really, really struggled.
Yeah.
And to hear him, I mean, he's just grateful for, and he doesn't need what he has, but he's grateful for it. And so we're going to be able to see each other on Saturday. I have to work Saturday. And so he said he was going to stop in. But
you worked this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. And but I was just so happy to hear him say that. And for that length of time and not complain about something, that's, I think that is a grateful person, you know, a person that understands what,
amen,
where he lives with God. And that was good. I was glad to hear that. And all I could say was, amen.
Amen, that's right. Amen and hallelujah, right?
Let me switch back over to this. Yeah, that's good. Neat. It's a neat neat ministry you got. Neat place to minister. That's fun. That is a lot of fun. I'm happy for you on that. Well, I don't see anything else that is rolled on here on the Facebook side, prayer requests rise, so we will lift this up. My Melody?
Yeah.
You heard from Melody, and?
I called her and I texted her and asked her if the Bible's 14 for her.
Oh, good.
And
she spends all her time reading, yeah. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to do activity-wise in that little area there. I mean, she can get her car and drive to Lexington if she wants. But, and as a matter of fact, she told me she went to a church, I think, near Lexington, a smaller church. She called it a satellite church. And when I hear satellite church, typically I think of the main church where they stream the pastor's message out to smaller buildings and that scattered around, but apparently that's not the case with this one. It's more like a, I don't think satellite church, it's more like a branch, or, you know, because it has its own separate pastor staff and the like. Although she described it as being, you know, fairly small, well, kind of, probably about like what we have. So yeah, interesting. It was good. It's good blessings for her. Yeah, God is good. Let's, oh, yeah, it's technology helps, you know. Technology helps us keep them connected, so, yeah. But it's all part of it. It's all part of life, all part of us growing to be where God wants us to be. That's That's what the emptiness syndrome happens. You just, you know, you just hope, you just say, Lord, you showed us the way and guide them now. Just, there they go. There they go. You know, I mean, the Word of God tells us, right, train up a child in the way they will go and they will not depart from it, right? They will follow that path. So now's the time when we get to see. Well, the fact she's going to seminary, I think, kind of shows that, okay, the path was done pretty well, right? I think it's okay, and for her sister Carolyn, you know, she's getting married here on November 6th, so that's coming up. That's right. So I guess I'm starting my prayer stuff now, right? Working backwards off of that, but God is good. God is good. He gives us so much, doesn't he? I mean, I just absolutely love what, you know, how Brandon. Thanks for sharing that with Brandon. How it's a psalm of thanksgiving is what he wrote there. It was like Psalm 37, you know, thanking God for this and that. That's okay. If you call him David, you can explain why, if that's a compliment. Well, that's a compliment. So anyway, let's go to God in prayer here. So Lord, I just thank you by your amazing grace and your forgiveness. And Lord, you know, as I shared in prayer here earlier when we were doing practicing our call to worship thing, there's the enemy will find little things and just amplify them and try and make them up these walls where suddenly there's an isolation. And there's been a lot of isolation that's been happening over the past, gosh, how many months has it been now? Six, thank you. Over the past 6 months especially. It's just the enemy's playground, and why? It's because the mind suddenly doesn't have all of the interactions and that with the love and the joy of people, and the devil's like, cool, look at this empty room. Let me come in and just and wreak some havoc in here, and then suddenly the focus becomes on that, the wreaking of the havoc, and then the fear and the anxiety and the stress, and go down the list, right? All the negatives just start building and spiraling out of control off of that. But Lord, we just thank you that your presence comes in into all who seek you, Lord. And that's all of us now, Lord Jesus. I shouldn't say that. All of us need you, Lord. And by your grace, they come to recognize that they need you. They need you. Lord, we're lifting up the Spencer family. They've lost a loved one, a 17-year-old actually. I had cancer and passed. Did not survive from the cancer at 17. That's hard. This is a hard thing for that family. But Lord, I just thank you for your peace to go through them and to keep the enemy from trying to lodge some form of bitterness or something against God. You know, where there are people in those situations can fall into the trap of, God, I've been praying to you and you're not hearing me. You're not doing anything. And that's just the devil. The devil just getting in the way. Don't go down that path. God wept. Jesus wept. Jesus weeps. Lord, I'm thanking you for Noah's grandma. Noah's grandma who's been dealing with these heart issues. So Lord, I just thank you that the heart just comes into perfect balance and perfect rhythm. She doesn't need that pacemaker, that everything will just be perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect, Lord Jesus. For nothing's impossible. Impossible for you. We've got another one. Mary had shared with us. Mary couldn't be here tonight. She wanted to be. But she had shared that the caregiver of, she said Greg's sister had passed. So for this caregiver, obviously, just another loss. You know, a caregiver, of course, you can get pretty close with your caregivers. You know, I mean, it's like a sibling or a parent even. Lord, we're lifting up the whole United States. And right now, the West Coast, right? The West Coast in particular, all the fires, all the flames, all the craziness that happens out there. Lord, not only is there natural disaster stuff, there's spiritual disasters. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, and just let your light so shine. Make that darkness flee. Bring the rains, Lord. Just settle down all the stuff. Because as you well know, I mean, it's so intense that the smoke is going out, just drifting across the entire country. You know, we're seeing things even in New York. The jet stream just carrying all these ashes. There's been some evidence here too. Most of it's been saying farther north from the jet stream, but still, it's a lot. It's a lot. Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey out in Colorado. She's got a lot of different things that have been arm wrestling with her, Lord, that have been causing her distractions and grief. And Kelsey, if you're still watching here with us, I want you to lay hands on Jonah. He's been having these, she described it as chronic tummy issues. And all these things like this, I mean, these are footprints of darkness. These are footprints of a demon that's messing with him. Now don't get confused. This isn't a deal where Jonah said, hey, you know, I want to, this is not a deal where Jonah or anybody else is accepting this type of stuff. This is where the enemy finds the opportunity. You remember Job, right? Job, and Job said, hey, you know, your guy is just faithful just because, you know, you're protecting him. And then the testing came. This is not a test for Jonah. This is not a test for Jonah. However, it is a test for us to be able to come against the darkness that's messing with him. Anybody that's suffering through this stuff, we cannot expect them to have to be able to go through and say, it's your fault, it's your fault. It's not their fault. It's our fault as a whole. It's our fault as sinners. We live in a fallen world, and these things come together. But Kelsey put his hand on him and say this right now. Say, under the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command all spirits contrary to the word and the will of God to leave Jonah right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that Jonah is loosed from this infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm bringing to recollection, I've prayed earlier for a young man named, probably about the same, similar, close to age, his name's Justice. He's been dealing with tummy stuff too, more of a constipation type thing, but these things must bow. They must bow. So I thank you, Lord, for perfectly perfect, for normal, for perfect balance. And for anybody listening to this now, just receive it. Let the Holy Spirit just whoosh, just flood on through and receive. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Because our God is good and our God is able. Daddy, we're just lifting up others that have been, they're dealing with a lot of pains right now. Tom with this prostate garbage that's been messing with him. We know he's been going through some treatments and the like, and I thank you, Lord, that stuff is just stops now, meaning it's done. He's healed. When the doctor can say, yep, it's good. It's good. It's good. You're released. It's good. Daddy, we come against the things that like to torment with our minds and our brains and our heads, and migraines in particular. I'm coming against migraines that are messing with Rita, and many other people I know deal with migraines on a regular basis. And these things are attacks, people. These are attacks, and we need to come against these attacks. Remember, we talked about Ephesians. In Ephesians 6, we talk about the armor of God, the shield with those darts. That's what migraines are. It's a dart that made it through that shield, okay? And it's not allowed to do that. We gotta come against these things and command a bow. We got to stay strong. You've heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again. We've got those three immune systems, that spiritual, emotional, and physical. You got to stay strong in your faith with God. And how do you do that? You get into God's word each day. You call upon the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, breathe upon these words. Enlighten me. And God is happy to do that. We just got to ask. We just got to ask. Blessings, Lord, for 88-year-old Betty. God bless her. Cancer's trying to mess with her, and she said, I'm not going to be doing this stuff. No. Thank you, Lord, that Hebrews 11:6 declares to us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. She is diligently seeking you, Lord, placing her trust. We thank you, Daddy, right now, as that cancer is gone, shrinks and leaves with no ill effect, that she is rewarded for her faith. Now, we know that these gifts of healing, they are all by your mercy, by your grace. We cannot earn them, but yet your word declares to us that you recognize us acknowledging you, you know. And we're told that in James 5:16, and that also, you know, how the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous bring much. How powerful our prayers are. Thank you, Daddy, that for blessings of peace upon Lizzie's father, who's just moved into glory. And Lord, just bring them peace to know, to just feel your peace, to know that they will see this father again in paradise. Because God is good and God is able. And for the Ratliff family, you know, Mike Ratliff's father had passed, moved into glory, Mike. It's not easy now, but it's going to be an awesome reunion. It's going to be an awesome reunion when the time comes through. And Lord, we continue for lifting for Nancy and for Tim and for Carol and Sonia, all the battles that she's been enduring. She's got a high calling. I thank you, Lord, that we see all this happen. Thank you for great joys. Linda with her fourth day talks. Linda at V&V getting help there on what day was it? Thursday? Was it today? On Wednesday, yesterday. It's fantastic. Fantastic. These are good things. And Lord, I thank you too that you bring situations and things come together to where you can make those other special times. Like, what a great blessing for Debbie and her sister to have that sister time on Tuesdays. That's a good thing. Thanking you, Lord, for how Brandon expressed at the store, at the apartment above the store. Right? That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. He just expressed his joy, his peace, his freedom. What perfect person to be living there above a Christian bookstore, right? These things are good. God is blessing me. You know, God saved my soul. God increased my faith. Those are some of the things that I wrote down that he'd shared. That's beautiful. Because he has. He has. Thank you, Lord, for your continuations, for Melody and her studies at the seminary. Lord, we're lifting up Pastor Kim here. There she's been. I've been seeing her on the camera and that. She's been buzzing around. I know she was not feeling well, sick last week, I believe, too. And she's just got a lot on her plate. So, Lord, I just thank you for peace for her. That peace. She was feeling better. Good. All right. But thank you, Lord, for that peace which surpasses all understanding. And, Lord, I'm asking for a special release of fear, breaking of fear, specifically on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Roselawn. I'm going to be there. They're doing an outdoor service. I'm providing all the sound and everything else that they need for that. It's a co-work. We remember Kevin, who's played the drums here on Christmas. That's the church where he goes. And they have not gathered since way back in. They've not gathered for over 6 months, right? Now they've done some stuff, you know, online and limited type stuff. Nothing like what we do. It's been more like a Zoom call, like a Bible studies type thing, the way he explained it to me. But anyway, I'm going to be there. And I'm looking for God to just break that through so they can get back into their building. Get back into their building and just release them. Break off the fear. The fear, that's, fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. It makes us do crazy things and things that we just cower backwards. We don't want to take any. Suddenly things that had been normal suddenly are risks, right? Suddenly they become risks. Kelsey says amen. Says she's still hanging with us. And Francis is also hanging out with us too. That's Noah's, one of Noah's grandparents. So, yeah, God is good and God is able. God is good. Anything else, ladies? No? No, okay, that's good. So, Lord, I just thank you. You're awesome. You're awesome. Thank you for the blessings tonight, for your word just penetrating. And thank you, Lord, that what we shared this evening just really, really breaks the chains, breaks down walls, just sets the captives free. So, for those who are watching now, if you're dealing with anything, suffering from anything, I want you to place your hand wherever that pain or whatever might be and speak this out loud. Say, this healing belongs to me. Because of what Jesus has done. Pain, you must leave me now. For I am a child of God. I am royalty because of what Jesus has done. Jesus declared on earth as it is in heaven. And there's no sickness in heaven. So when Jesus said on earth as it is in heaven, that means we're calling down to earth right now. Just the glory of healing and freedom. So this healing, it belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Say that. This healing belongs to me. It belongs. It belongs. Look at this. Look at this. It belongs. Right? It belongs. Right? Got to grab it. It belongs. It's real. It's not some fantasy. Your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Hope to see you on Sunday. I know, see you ladies. Hope to see you on Sunday. That'll be awesome to see you then. We'll have some more, well, same music you heard. Same music you heard. And Linda.
What the people say
is amen. Amen is right. God bless you, ladies. Everybody have a great rest of the week.